With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program celebrating the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, it'll be something of a birthday celebration for three notable composers of sacred choral and organ music born in the month of January. We'll celebrate with well-known and less well-known works by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Maurice Durufle, and John Tavener. We'll begin with organ music by Maurice Durufle, in fact, his first piece for organ dating from 1926. The Scherzo Opus 2 combines the whimsical nature of the traditional scherzo with the lush, impressionistic, and modal harmonies of his compositional inspirations, Debussy, Ravel, and his teacher, Charles Tournemire, to whom the piece is dedicated. Todd Wilson plays the organ at St. Thomas Aquinas in Dallas.
Thank you.
Todd Wilson played the Scherzo Opus 2 by our first birthday composer today, Maurice Durufle, born January 11, 1902. He performed on the organ at the Church of St. Thomas Aquinas in Dallas. We'll diverge for a moment from the birthday celebrations to listen to a hymn set to the traditional Irish tune Slain. Jan Struther wrote the text, Lord of All Hopefulness, to convey a prayer for God's presence throughout the day. J. Riley Lewis leads the Cathedral Choral Society. Eric Plutz plays the organ. Lord of All Hopefulness, a hymn by Jan Struther, set to the Irish tune Slain. The Cathedral Choral Society sang, led by J. Riley Lewis. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Our next birthday composer needs little introduction, as his fame spread throughout Europe while he was still a child, performing amazing musical feats at the encouragement of his father, who managed his tours. You guessed it, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is our next featured composer, born the 27th of January, 1756. We'll hear one of his last works, composed in 1791, but likely one of the first works that many of us remember hearing by Mozart, whether singing in a church choir or listening in a pew. His simple motet, Ave Verum Corpus, is performed by the Cathedral Singers, led by Richard Prue. Mozart's Little Gem of a Motet, Ave Verum Corpus, was performed by the Cathedral Singers. Richard Prue conducted. A lovely piece using simple materials but elegantly constructed is found in the 1982 work by John Tavener, The Lamb. We celebrate his birthday this month on January 28th. The Lamb sets a familiar poem by William Blake beginning, "Little Lamb, Who Made Thee?" Written just a few years after he converted to the Orthodox Church, we can already hear some of the musical influences on Tavener's work, especially in the full chorus portions of this piece. Jeremy Backhouse leads the Vasari Singers in The Lamb by John Tavener. The Lamb by Sir John Tavener was performed by the Vasari Singers, directed by Jeremy Backhouse. Tavener often referred to his conversion to the Orthodox Church in his early 30s as something of a homecoming, and that influence in his compositions became more and more pronounced over the years. We'll listen to a work from 1997 next, an anthem written for the Great Liturgy of St. Basil on Easter Saturday morning, "As One Who Has Slept." Composed for two choirs, in it, a smaller four-part choir sustains a single chord, almost as a shadow, against the larger five-part choir, which conveys the text. This fascinating piece is sung by the choir of Trinity Church Boston under the direction of Brian Jones.
Thank you.
Brian Jones led the choir of Trinity Church Boston in As One Who Has Slept by Sir John Tavener. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Maurice Duruflé's music owes much of its genesis to the pervasive influence of Gregorian chant in the liturgical music of his day, and he overlays it with a rich harmonic language. Among the very few works he allowed to be published is a lovely mass for baritone soloist, choir of baritones, and organ or orchestra. The Messe Cum Jubilo, completed in 1966, contains a single vocal line based on the chants for the Cum Jubilo Mass in the Liber Usualis. But the Gregorian melodies from the Latin Mass are not simply provided with a background accompaniment, but rather a masterful weaving of chant and countermelody throughout the accompaniment for orchestra and organ. Throughout the piece, the chants appear in a variety of guises, sometimes direct, unaltered quotes, other times variants on the chant, and at still other times, just a momentary fragment which may be combined with newly composed music, but all of the same fabric. We'll hear a complete performance of this work by our celebrated birthday composer. Dennis Keane leads the Voices of Ascension in this performance. Baritone soloist is François Leroux. Music of Maurice Duruflé on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
The Messe Cum Jubilo by Maurice Durufle was performed by the Voices of Ascension Chorus and Orchestra. Mark Kruchek played the organ, and baritone soloist was François Leroux. All were conducted by Dennis Keane. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though Mozart played the organ and famously dubbed the organ the king of instruments, he never really composed for it. There's ample evidence that he improvised brilliantly at the organ, but he seems never to have been drawn to or had an incentive to write for it. He did, however, compose three works for a mechanical flute clock that have been adapted for performance on the organ. These were composed for the Viennese Count Joseph Dehme, who had this mechanical flute clock housed in his wax museum. He commissioned Mozart to compose these works for it so that it could play as the public walked among the exhibits. Two smaller pieces, an adagio and an andante, make delicate use of the instrument, while the large-scale Fantasia in F minor is a grand work, especially when performed on a large instrument. In scope and technique, it's on a par with some of Mozart's later symphonies. We'll hear a performance of the Fantasia in F minor, K608, by John Scott, playing the great organ of the Washington National Cathedral. John Scott played the Fantasia in F minor, K608 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He performed on the organ of the Washington National Cathedral. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to celebrate the January birthdays of three great composers, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Maurice Duruflé, and Sir John Taverner. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at W Heart and Voice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.